Good morning, it's time for the King State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor Dezine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Now, a whole load of programs you're going to drop on us here this morning. Just keep the people updated.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I know winter or late fall, winter time frame, people might think, oh, there's not many programs going on. Actually, we have a lot of programs going on this month and next month and even into January of next year, which I really don't want to think about 2026, but you know what? It's almost here. So hopefully you guys can keep up with the list of programs that I'm going to talk about. So the first one coming up is actually a program that my master gardeners are going to be hosting. It's a quick evening program for an hour and a half. It's technically one of my Master Gardeners Advanced Trainings, but this topic is so unique and cool, and I think a lot of people would like to listen about it. We are bringing in two presenters to talk on prescribed burning and why you should do it. So that will be Wednesday night, November 12th, from 6:30 to 8 o'clock here at the Peola Extension Office. Our two presenters are a K-State Master Naturalist, Kristen, and she has been on the board of the Eastern Kansas Prescribed Burn Association for several years, and she has her own acreage here in the area that she does her own burning on, so she will talk about that. And then we will also bring in the president of the Eastern Kansas Prescribed Burn Association, Joe Pretzio, and so he will also talk about controlled burns here in Miami and Johnson County. And then it's just going to be a really good informative class, and this class is open for everybody, so if you just want to come, you're more than invited. Again, that's going to be Wednesday night, November 12th, from 6:30 to 8 o'clock here at the Peola Extension Office. Now, the next meeting is actually one that Frontier District will be hosting, but I want to get the word out. I know Rod and Ryan have probably gotten the word out on this program a lot, but since this is kind of a topic that will impact, hopefully not, but we want to get the information out in front of everybody about the new animal health challenges that could be coming our way with the new world screw worm and then that Asian longhorn tick. So this is a program that Rod will be hosting over at Overbrook Livestock Commission there in Overbrook, Kansas. It will be December 4th at 7 o'clock, and he is bringing out our K-State livestock entomologist and then also a outreach coordinator for NBATH. So both of those speakers are be really, really good. They're going to talk about how to identify both the New World screw worm and the Asian longhorn tick, where they can be found, the impact that they have on both human and animal health, and then what to do if you do have one of those insects. So if you have any questions, you can give Rod Schaub over there in Frontier District a call. But that is going to be a really good informative meeting for everybody. Again, that's going to be December 4th at 7 o'clock over in Overbrook. And then the next one is actually a partnership meeting that Frontier District, Mayor Dezine District, and Coffee County went together to host. And this is part of a statewide program, so there's going to be several of these conferences throughout the state, but our kind of local or closest one for us will be actually hosted in Burlington. So you do have a little drive, but it's definitely worth it. So this conference is what we are calling Ag Profitability Conference. We're making sense of a shifting ag economy. So this is a day-long type conference or meeting. We'll kick things off about 8:30 or so with some registrations and refreshments. And then we are going to our Ag Econ department will be the specialists coming out and talking about this. And they're going to cover a wide variety of topics. So topics include international trade and tariffs impact, budgeting for that for your crop profitability, ag policy, and that One Big Beautiful Bill Act. They're going to talk about that a little bit. Farm transitions, Kansas land values, and then one thing that is one topic that is neat for this location, since we have several beef producers in the area, we will be bringing out our economic professor who is kind of on the beef side of things. So he's going to be talking on beef cattle outlook and risk management. So we have a lot of information that day. Like I said, we'll be hosting that on Thursday, December 11th. Registration starts about 8:30. We go to about 2:30 or so in the afternoon. We will be providing a lunch for you guys. And since we will provide meal, we do ask that you RSVP. And you can RSVP by calling the Burlington office down there and talk with Jill. And so that phone number is 620-364-5313. We also have several flyers on our Facebook pages and our websites if you need that information again. But again, that will be Thursday, December 11th, down there at Burlington, Kansas, at that 4-H Kelly Park building. And then I just want to quickly talk about a program that I have coming up in January. Paola was selected to host one of our calving management schools. So we will be hosting the calving management school on Tuesday, January 13th. Here in Paola at the Miami County Fairgrounds Building Number 2, a meal will be provided at 6 o'clock, and the program will kick off about 6:30. So we are bringing out our beef vet specialist, A.J. Tarboff, and he'll be talking about normal calving process, when to intervene, how to manage a difficult birth, if there is one. And then also all of us agents will be talking on a calving kit checklist. And I'm working on the details, but I'm hoping to have a little giveaway of that calving kit. And more details will come out here shortly regarding that, but I just wanted everybody to save the date for January 13th for that calving school.
A whole lot of stuff coming up. Stay tuned, stay informed, and get signed up. And tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.